Boxing's back in the spotlight with Anthony Mundine taking revenge on Grant Woods a couple of weeks ago in Brisbane with a points decision, and there's more great boxing action on the way on July 20 when the Green Machine Danny Green steps into the ring in Sydney against American Antonio Tarver to contest the IBO Cruiserweight World title. Danny joins me now. Welcome to 2NM.
Thanks very much, mate.
Both you and Antonio have sleeping pills in your gloves. Do you think the fight's going to go the distance?
I don't know. Both of us have never been knocked out. Both have got pretty solid chins. They've never been stopped, and you know, both won numerous world titles. So it's an incredibly evenly matched fight, and for us to get Antonio Tarver, who's a future Hall of Famer and a former undisputed light heavyweight champion of the world, and you know, one of the marquee names in boxing, to get him to come to Australia to try and fight, you know, lift my world title, it's a massive coup for Australian sport.
It is a coup. He's very well credentialed. He's beaten Roy Jones Jr. twice in three meetings. He's clearly fearless because he once challenged Mike Tyson, and he also appeared in Rocky VI with Sylvester Stallone. How much do you know about him and his boxing style, apart from what you might have seen in Rocky VI?
No, Rocky VI is a movie, mate. He was just chosen to play that part, I guess. He's a fairly articulate, well-presented guy as well as being a hell of a fighter. So I think, you know, he's a southpaw, and I think he's going to possess a lot of problems for me technically because he's so tall. He's 6'3". He's got a huge reach. He's got great power, and he's very, very well schooled, and he's very gifted. You know, he's quick and he's sharp, and he's got all the attributes that go into making a great fighter, hence the reason he's a future Hall of Famer because of his, you know, the world titles that he's won and the people that he's beaten. So, look, it's a very difficult fight for me, and he's a big guy. He's much bigger than me physically. Size means nothing when you take into account his skill and his experience. It's going to pose some serious problems for me, but that's what makes this fight exciting, is the fact that you know, the crowd really don't know what's going to happen.
It is an exciting prospect. Now, the fight's a couple of months away. Your last fight was in November last year. What stage are you at in your preparation?
I'm only just getting into training camp now, mate, so we've got a normally about an 8-week training schedule that I partake in. Pretty much it's like routine, and then about 4 weeks before that 8-week block, we you know, I go into it like once a day just to get the base fitness up there. But I keep a good base fitness year round. I'm never really out of shape because I surf a lot, and I like to keep in shape physically.
Well, you lost a bit of weight after your appendix operation. How'd you pull up after that? Have you piled the weight back on?
Yeah, I lost 13 kilograms. I had my appendix in and also half a litre of abscess extracted from my body. I was actually quite ill and lost 13 kilograms in the space of a week and didn't eat for 10 days and couldn't ingest anything, you know, physically, you know, either liquid or solids because I was so crooked. So I really, really was, you know, kind of flat for a fair while, but I've put the weight back on. I've got another 3 kilograms to put back on, but I'm 10 kilograms heavier than I was about 3 months ago, which is, for me, I look like I was, you know, I look like a, no disrespect, I look like a prisoner of war. I really was, you know, incredibly thin.
Tavers will be dropping weight to make the weight for this fight, and you'll be putting it on. Which is harder to do for a fight?
For me, putting on weight is harder than losing weight. I can lose weight quite easy. Even though I'm fairly skinny, I can still lose the weight easy because I'm used to doing it, but putting on weight for me is quite difficult.
And most people would say stepping into the boxing ring would be the scariest thing they could do. Last year, you stepped into the Dancing with the Stars ring. How was that experience?
Scarier than boxing. It was fairly daunting, especially the first night I went out there, and it didn't change. Each night didn't get any easier. It got harder, if anything, because you know, I knew how many people were watching Australia-wide and it was live. So if you messed up, which I did on a couple of occasions, you were left just standing there pretty much, you know, kind of not knowing what to do. So, yeah, it was really difficult. The first night I was sweating bullets.
I've also read that you've once been locked in a cage with six lions. You've surfed alongside sharks. You've rescued people off the beaches. What else scares Danny Green?
Plenty scares me. I'm the normal human being, but I guess my kids' health is obviously the most important thing in my life, so the fact that they're healthy and they wake up each morning healthy is a blessing for me, so that's something that I'm thinking about and sometimes I get very nervous about. And I guess losing and not performing to the best of my ability when I fight scares the heck out of me too.
What next for Danny Green after the Tarver fight?
I've not got to put anything else, put the cart before the horse. I'll just get through this fight first, mate.
Danny Green, thanks for joining me today and good luck in July.
Thanks very much, Max. Take care, bud.
Danny Green fights Antonio Tarver for the IBO Cruiserweight title at the Sydney Entertainment Centre on Saturday, July 20. I'm sure there's going to be a sellout crowd, and I'm sure it's going to be a great fight.